Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome to Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 all the way to number 1. And this week, I think we've got something a little special for you. Something that is appropriate for the season. The one that's coming up, one of the biggest and best holidays of the entire year. And if you do happen to see someone come to your door who may look a little outside of the normal trick-or-treating age, it might be us. And we have a list of Halloween candies that we dislike so that you don't try to hand them out to kids or potentially us this year. Top 5 Halloween candies we dislike. Mine are probably pretty straightforward. I know at least one person in the Discord, his top 5 are all my number 1. So I'm sure there's going to be some crossover across everybody's list, but I'm going to go with the one that is fairly obvious for most people. I think there are some people that like it. I know Tom Merritt likes it, but my number 5 is the candy corn. I don't know what it is about candy corn, that it's just the high fructose corn syrup with dye and beeswax in it. But there's something about it I just can't stand. And I think it's maybe too intense, too sugary. You could also put those pumpkins. They're made from the exact same thing, just a different mold. Yeah. But candy corns. I think I had these as a kid and I had one too many because, you know, they sell those giant 5-pound bags of these things every year in hopes that somebody's going to buy them. And then whatever people don't buy, they just scrape off the store floor and they pour it into a bag and sell it next year. I think I ate too many of those one year and I got sick on it. And ever since then, I just cannot stand candy corn. So that is my number 5.
My number 5 is also candy corn.
Why is it on your number 5, Rodrigo?
I feel so. I love gummies. We've talked, I think, on this show and in other shows about me just buying bags of peach rings while while I was driving around the wilds of Kansas, and eating nothing but that, which points to all my health problems that I have now. So, to me, candy corn, like, kind of is trying to be gummies, like the consistency and the sugar and stuff. But it's like the most subpar version of a gummy that you can have.
This is like the candy that they start you off on. If you want to be one of those candy makers, they're like, okay, the first thing we're going to start you on, and you're like, chocolate? Is it going to be chocolate? You're like, well, no. Slow down. We're going to start you on the candy corns. And once you master candy corn, then you can work your way up. Because you are right. These are the subpar candy of candy.
That's why there's so much candy corn. Because all the candy trainees are on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Actually, there's a reason why there's so much candy corn. Candy corn is my number 1. It is where candy goes to die. The reason there is so much candy corn is that there are no candy corn companies anymore. The candy corn companies went out of business in like 1884. Literally at the time, there were 11 million pounds of disgusting candy corn in existence, and people have just been trading it around for the ensuing century and a half because there's just, nobody wants it. Nobody.
But like I said, Tom Merritt really enjoys candy corn. So I think what I'm going to do is the day after Halloween, when they have the candy 50% off sales, I'm just going to buy a whole bunch of it, pack it in a box, and send it to Tom. And he will be surprised by, look, I've received a package. Oh, it's candy corn.
Yeah, because candy corn, the basic flavor of candy corn is vanilla extract.
Yeah.
And I am probably the fattest person you know or will ever know. And I can tell you right now that the sweetness of vanilla extract is a lie. It is a lie. It will upset your stomach. And worse than that, it has that waxy outer coating, right?
Yeah,
so
I think it's
like
beeswax.
You're gnawing through a bottle You're like a little rat trying to get at the life-giving sucrose inside. And when you get there, it's not sweet. It's not sugary. There's no textural component that's good. It's this weird, crumbly mass that, you know, feels like wet paper mache. And it just, there's something disturbing about the texture of candy corn, not even withstanding the fact that it tastes like, you know, licking the rear end of a 67 Plymouth. But
yeah,
I just feel like,
I don't know how you know what a back end of a 69 Plymouth tastes like, but
I'm from Kansas.
You go.
I know what all sorts of things that you shouldn't know what they taste like.
Yeah, not a lot to do in central Kansas.
Exactly. I mean, it's pretty much, it's sometimes we just sit around and listen to arteries hardening, waiting for the old people to die. And
drive around and eat peach rinks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lick Buicks.
And you know what's even worse? They have like variegated color patterns, which implies multiple flavors or multiple textures. It's not. It's a lie. Candy corn is a lie, you guys.
What do you have for your number five?
My number five, I hate a little bit less than candy corn, but a little bit more than anything good in the universe. And I don't even know what they're called, because I've never seen a label. They don't have a name on them. I've never seen a bag of them anywhere other than in like the dollar store where they're generic. So I refer to them as those weird orange and black wrapped sticky cylinder candies.
Oh yeah, the peanut butter.
I don't know if they're peanut butter or
taffy.
Yeah,
they're a peanut butter taffy kind of thing. I know what you're talking about.
I'm good with taffy. I'm good with like Bitta honeys, and I'm good with stuff like that. But the really gross part of these orange and black things is they don't taste like peanut butter. They don't taste like taffy. And it's just,
I think they're called Mary. Are they called Mary Janes? I think that's what they're called.
I don't know if they're Mary Janes. I think Mary Janes are the name brand version of this. But, you know, it's I somebody funnier than me on the internet described them as flavored as a mixture of molasses and child abuse. And I firmly child believe that that is funny. True, because they're always left at the bottom. If you give a child that candy, you have ended their childhood.
What's weird about these things?
You're bad.
I don't mind these. These are probably on the borderline. What I like about them, which makes them really weird, is when you first put them in your mouth, they're like super hard. And so like when they wrap the candy, you know, in the paper, it'll have these hard ridges and stuff. So you cut up your mouth and tongue trying to chew on these things. But then it's got like this soft semi-liquid core that once you bite into, you're like, what is this?
You know,
I better eat another one.
A golf ball. And it tastes better than the black and orange wrapped halo. Again,
yeah, these are called
Western Canada.
These are called Mary Jane peanut butter kisses.
Well, Mary Jane can peanut butter kiss my
They are molasses taffy stuffed with a bit of peanut butter. So you can't just actually these are things that you probably shouldn't give out at Halloween. No. Not because they're people dislike them, but because of peanut allergies.
Oh, I bet there's no peanut. There's no actual food in those.
It says peanut butter. It says it's got peanut butter in it.
No, it's spackle. You know that stuff that you use when you're leaving your apartment and you put nail holes and everything, you just spackle over it and throw a little paint.
That's called a deposit that you're not getting back.
Well, it's a deposit, all right. But you know, it not for nothing do they look awfully like owl droppings.
So
the only difference between these candies and an owl dropping is that there are no tiny skeletons inside.
Oh, you don't know that?
I do too.
You can
net negative.
You better go chew some and find out. I bet you might find a skeleton bit in there.
I'd rather chew my own liver.
My number four comes in a wrapper. There's a whole bunch of them in a row. They're nice and round. They have various different colors. And you might be thinking, oh, but I like the Smarties or the Sweet Tarts or whatever that you're calling them. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about those chalk flavored Necco wafers. These are the bane of any kid who is hoping to get a taste of something sweet during the holidays. And you reach in and you see the Necco wafers, these half dollar size things that you think, oh, joy, giant Sweet Tarts. And then you bite into them and all the joy is sucked out of your life. The Necco wafers.
And
the thing is, they don't just sell these during Halloween. You can go to a gas station, and on the very bottom shelf of most of the candy aisles, you will find Necco wafers still being sold. Disgusting. What were you going to say,
way,
Rodrigo?
The Mary Jane's also a Necco product.
Oh, really? Ah. No, so Necco, and who makes candy corn? Necco? Oh, probably Brock's.
I mean, they probably do.
I bet it's Brock's. What do you have for your number four, Rodrigo?
Let me see. My number four is a weird case because although I never go out and get it, I will sometimes eat it. But basically, this is like the acceptable, like at the very bottom of the candy I find acceptable list, which is saying something. But most of the time, I don't like it. I can't eat very many. But it's probably surprising because a lot of people love it. And that's peanut butter cups, like chocolate covered peanut butter cups. Mm-hmm. People love those. You know, it's like if you're a house that's giving away chocolate peanut butter cups, tons of kids are going to show up, right? But I don't like them. I don't like peanut butter and chocolate together. Interestingly, I like peanut butter and jelly, and I like chocolate and jelly. And I think that's the thing for me. It's that peanut butter, like savory and, you know, chocolate flavors aren't necessarily too close together, but they're not complementary. They're like on the same side of the square or flavor wheel or whatever for me. So I'm like, every time I have a peanut butter cup, I'm like, this needs something tart to balance that out. And of course it doesn't have it. This probably I've recently remembered comes from my childhood of eating Bubulubus, which are marshmallow. It's like a marshmallow with a raspberry jam and then covered in chocolate. So that's like, I eat that and I'm like, this is what like a baked good candy should taste like. And Reese's cups or peanut butter cups do not taste like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I mean, I'm not going to agree with you, but, you know,
everybody, Americans love peanut butter cups.
I know, right?
It's like, yeah,
we were indoctrinated by the commercials in the 70s.
It just, you know, it's like, I really think it's a cultural flavor. You know, it's like,
oh, it very much like,
Steven probably wouldn't love like a bowl of rice made with cilantro.
No,
I'm not a big fan of like chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. Although I will, I'll give you guys an update on my cilantro stuff here in a little bit.
Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah. I didn't know. Whoa. I didn't know it was still being defined.
Yeah. 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 Matthew, what do you have for your number four?
My number four is a horrific candy that apparently everyone else in my house loves. And I think it's a flavor thing. I think it's like your thing with cilantro, but I cannot stand just raw malt. So Whoppers, which are malted milk balls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like weird sour chocolate. It's like a dark chocolate or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste right.
Well, it's the chocolate isn't sour. It's the malted bits with the sweetness of the chocolate that give it that
taste. Yeah, but I don't think that's like a standard milk chocolate. I think it's like a darker. It's like, you know, when your grandma bakes and you accidentally eat the unsweetened chocolate, that's kind of the way the Whoppers chocolate tastes. And I don't like the texture either, because you bite into them and they shatter. And one time I have, as you can tell from my vehement defenses or attacks on candy, poor dental hygiene. And one time I had a tooth literally break in my mouth. And it felt exactly like biting into a Whopper.
The best Whoppers are the ones where the malted stuff didn't form solid enough. And so you bite into it and it's kind of mushy.
It's like sour. It's sour milk flavored.
It's malted. It's not. It's a chocolate malted.
See, and I love a malt. Like we used to actually have like a 50s style soda shop, and I would have a strawberry malt and be like, yay, strawberry malt. I grew up in Leave It to Beaver, licking the rear end of cars, but I don't know what it is about a Whopper.
Yeah, it's like we don't drink. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but most people don't drink like whole unpasteurized, untreated milk.
Right.
It's like milk has all of those flavors, and a lot of them get processed out by the time you drink them. It's like malted milk has that like weird sour flavor that actually all milk has. It's just not very prominent when you just drink a glass of skim milk or 2% milk or whatever.
This is one that I enjoy the Whoppers. I don't have them that often. If I have them, like a container of them, not like a big, you know, the milk jug size container of them. If I get even a small package of those, like once every 2 or 3 years, I'm pretty good. I don't go out of my way for them. I'll go out of my way for milk duds, but not for the Whopper. So anyway, anything else you want to add there, Matthew, on you're going to shake your fist at the malted milk balls?
I shake my fist at the other stuff. I think with the malted milk balls, I'm just like, ale. You know, it's one of those things where you see your wife eating them, and you're like, should I kiss her? What if they taste like Whoppers?
Maybe she will. Bad. Don't in which them. Case, yum.
Yeah,
my number three.
I have the same problem with honey mustard, too. That's just gross.
My number three is, you would think marshmallows are a fun thing to have in your food. They're good in your cereal. They're good on your sweet potatoes. They're good in chocolate. They're good in a s'more. They're fun to fling across the room and hit your younger brother and or sister with. But stamp them in the shape of a peanut and give them a banana flavor, and these are the grossest things that will ever cross your lips. The circus peanut is my number three. My understanding about artificial banana flavor is that it is supposed to be the flavor of what bananas were before we bred the heck out of them.
Basically, before we actually extinctified the banana.
Yeah. But I don't know. My grandparents used to have all these candies that we've been talking about. Like, they'd have like some Necco wafers laying around or some candy corn left over. And they'd always have some circus peanuts. And the problem is, if you get a circus peanut when it's fresh, it's nice and soft. But you leave that bag open for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, these circus peanuts get this hard crust on the outside of them. And it is just the nastiest, grossest thing in the world. And if it looks like a peanut, you're like, oh, this is going to be peanut flavored. And you pop it in your mouth, and it's like, oh, this is the gross banana flavor. Gross. Then 2 years pass, and you're like, oh, look, a marshmallow-shaped peanut. I bet it tastes like peanut butter. And then you pop it in your mouth, and you're like, ugh, this tastes like banana. The gross it's banana. Funny. And then
it the gross banana.
Past.
The actual name of that banana was the gross Michel.
Yeah. So it's the gross banana. So yeah, Steven, the circus peanut is my number three, and I hates them.
That's not candy, man. That's like insulation.
Yeah.
That's like pillow filter. That's the stuff that you find inside of a Beanie Baby.
Apparently, here on Amazon, you can get a 20-pound bulk case of circus peanuts for $80.
If you send that to me, I will.
I don't know. Your birthday's coming up, Matthew.
I will come to Hayes.
Your
birthday
is coming up. 20 pounds.
I will slap every red-haired man over
circus
50
peanuts.
In the city of Hayes. Just like to make sure that I get you once.
1 cubic meter of circus peanuts.
Yeah. Rodrigo,
well,
what do you have for
do
number three?
Pillow fillers.
I wouldn't even put these in pillow fillers. They get hard. They get hard and they're uncomfortable. That'd not be something I would sleep on. Oh, look, they come in pink and yellow and white.
Oh.
Why don't they make circus peanuts in the shape of bananas? That would make sense.
Well, because circus bananas doesn't make any sense.
Nobody eats circus bananas.
Circus banana. Nobody's ever heard of a circus banana.
What are you, a Philistine over here?
I bet the monkeys have. I bet there's like some gourmet foods that people make out of circus peanuts.
Look, I know the monkeys. I love the monkeys. And Mickey and Mike would not do that to us.
That would be funny if the reason why circus peanuts continue to exist is because they're like valuable for like meth or something. Like,
oh my god,
it's just something you can extract from them.
Circus peanuts led to the creation of Lucky Charms in 1964 when General Mills employees chopped pieces into a bowl of Cheerios.
There you go.
You know, I like Lucky Charms,
and you know, it's a smaller amount of, you know,
drywall.
Yeah, drywall marshmallow.
Yeah.
Per bite.
Rodrigo, what do you have for your number three?
My number three, there's nothing wrong with this candy per se. It's one of the candies I don't like because I'm not a patient person when it comes to food. I am someone who will see just magma boiling pizza and be like, ooh, pizza, and put it in my mouth. And be like, ah, and then I can't taste anything the rest of the week. That's also why I don't drink hot things. Like, I've just made it a blanket rule that I don't drink hot coffee. Like, I need somebody to, like, put their hand over my hot chocolate, you know, for like a while before I drink it, because I'll try to drink it and I'll burn myself. I don't savor like popsicles or ice cream. I'm like, yang, 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 yang. I eat them and then I get a ice cream headache.
How many sisters did you say you had?
How many? Just the one.
Because I do that because I had three sisters.
Oh, well, yes. That is a survival mechanism, but I was the oldest, so...
Ah.
Yeah. So they had to eat their ice cream quick, because otherwise I would get it, at least until I was 12, and they were, you know, everybody got to be about the same size as me, and then they started beating me up. But anyway, Jawbreakers. Cannot stand it to have to, you know, patiently have some candy in my mouth for hours. I guess I want to bite them. I really do. I want to bite into them. I want to crunch them. And that is, not only is candy already bad for your teeth, but like diamond grade hardness candy is extra bad for your teeth if you're trying to bite it. So I have a Jawbreaker in my mouth and I'm like trying to like chip at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying to like get it on the sides. I feel like that's what like what it's like to be like a small scavenger, like trying to get into like an ostrich egg or something. And it's terrible. It's just not an enjoyable experience. I don't like to wait for food. So Jawbreakers, although otherwise a perfectly fine candy, I just can't do it.
I can see that. My hand is hovering on the buy now button for 20 pounds of, I mean, $80 is kind of worth it just to prank Matthew.
$80 for
80 bucks for
peanuts?
20 pounds of circus peanuts shipped to Matthew's door.
My hand is hovering on the hang up button.
Like how much is like,
I mean, these things are like
20
ounces.
Pounds. Is that like
20 pounds? Like, the weight of a small baby child.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe put it in perspective. I think if you buy those giant bags of dog food, Rodrigo, that's like 50 pounds or no, 25 pounds, right? 25 pounds. Yeah. So about that much.
Wow. That is a lot.
So imagine
probably a lot more circus peanuts, because circus peanuts are light.
Right.
As opposed to like dog kibble.
Exactly.
Which is pretty dense.
So imagine it's like December and Matthew's like gets a big pack. He's like, oh, somebody remembered my birthday. Oh, family gather round. And then they open it up and it's just like,
do you have any idea how cruel you sound?
I wonder.
Do you have any idea what a sadistic
do you think
you sound like right
now? Do you think that they pack circus peanuts with styrofoam peanuts?
Oh, I don't think there's a risk of any harm coming to a circus peanut.
Oh, no,
even if
but...
you eat it, it probably just goes through your system untouched.
Untouched, yeah.
Comes out the other side.
Just comes out the other end. You can package it and
send it on to the
that
next person.
Maybe how they do it.
Matthew, what do you have for your number three?
I'm afraid to tell you because then I'll get 40 pounds of it for my birthday.
It depends on what it is.
My number three is actually a weird variant. My brain likes to think of them as palette swaps because, you know, I'm an idiot, of a candy that I really, really love, and a candy that comes in a lot of ridiculous flavors. But when I was a kid, you could only get these in the milk chocolate and the milk chocolate with the almonds. And now they do them like full of caramel, and then they do them with like cherries and raspberries and mint and pumpkin spice and candy cane. And my wife's friend for many, many years was a very peculiar woman who had this thing about buying just big bags of Hershey Kisses. And she got hooked at one point on Hershey Kisses, cookies and cream flavored.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the greatest betrayal I have ever experienced in my life. Because you bite into a Hershey's Kiss expecting a soft texture and something sweet. You know, milk chocolate or something with peppermint or something, you know, fudgy or chocolatey or, God forbid, pumpkin spice. I'm also fine with. But a cookies and cream flavor Hershey's Kiss is too squishy for one, because whatever they use to give you that cream flavor, it doesn't have the texture that you need.
It's really soft.
Yeah.
Right. It's not, it doesn't have a good mouth feel, for lack of a better word, but it's also filled with hunks of crunchy bits that are meant to emulate the outside of an Oreo cookie. And first of all, it's wrong, because you've got the slorg on the outside and then the cookie on the inside. So you've inverted the Oreo and you've made it an Oero, which I think is the Martian word for exploding flatulence. But worse than that,
isn't that what the Winkies sing?
Yes,
outside of the witch's castle.
Yeah, but worse than that, the thing about it is the lard in the middle of an Oreo tastes good because it's sugary lard. It's literally two of the most unhealthy things kind of, you know, smooshed together into one. And it's almost a comfort food for me. But the cookies and cream kisses, when they're shaped into that weird pyramid, are just wrong on all levels. They're shaped wrong. They taste wrong. They feel wrong. And you get to a point where it's just like, this is awful. It's sticking to my teeth, and I feel like my mouth is going to be cemented shut. I cannot stand the cookies and cream Hershey Kisses.
I wonder,
now, if you wanted to send me 80 pounds of milk chocolate kisses with almonds, oh, I hate those, Stephen. Ooh, I hate some. I hate some. I hope you don't throw me in that old briar patch full of the chocolate almond Hershey Kisses. Oh,
are Hershey's Kisses something that people give out on Halloween?
Yeah, you get the little packs where it's like you get four or five.
Oh, right. Because I was thinking, I don't think I ever got any Hershey's Kisses as a Halloween, because usually
they make you can go like the bag that has the mini stuff in them.
Yeah, I guess they have them in like maybe a pumpkin shape or something now.
Mm-hmm. Or like
I always remember them as a more like a Christmas holiday type.
Yeah, Hershey's Kisses have very
Valentine's and
kind of Christmas. Intelligently positioned themselves as a Christmas thing.
Yeah,
which is really smart,
because they also come out with the bell shaped ones. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that Bell commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bell commercial with the Nutcracker suite.
Yeah, with the different colored candy wrappers. Because normally it's, you know, it's silver. And then whenever you get these different flavored ones, probably like the cookies and cream, this should be your first tip off, Matthew. I believe the cookies and cream one, the wrapper is like brown and green. So that should be your first tip off.
That should be an indicator. Part of it, you know, my color issues means that
it should be orange and brown then.
Then it should be orange and orange.
Well, it's orange and brown, like Timberwolf. I love Timberwolf.
Timberwolf is orange sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So is Wolverine. And so is my number two.
That's your number two?
No.
Your number two is Timberwolf?
No, it's my number two is also brown.
You make fun of me for knowing what things taste like?
My number two is also brown.
I swear.
Stephen Francis Schleicher.
I swear. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
I was going to say, I almost had Hershey's Cookies and Cream bars here.
Because
I actually love them. I actually really like white chocolate. But I was going to have it on here because there are two foods that 100%, bar none, if I eat them, I will get a migraine, and that is white chocolate and Fritos.
Well, I certainly wouldn't eat those together. That's a horrible combination.
That sounds pretty good.
I mean, maybe if I had them together, they'd cancel it out or kill me. Yeah. but yeah, I was going to put them on here because they always give me a migraine. But honestly, I love them. And sometimes I'm like, welp, I guess I'll die tonight.
Yeah. One of my coworkers is an Oreo fanatic, and he brought in a bag the other week, you know, he'll bring in the double stuffed or the fudge stuffed or the peanut butter stuffed. He brought in a bag the other week of cookies and cream Oreo. And I looked at that cookies and cream Oreo, and I was afraid that if I bit into it, it would be like dividing by zero and like my stomach would collapse in on itself because it's literally an Oreo filled with Oreo.
No, no, no. Oreos aren't cookies and cream. It's chocolate and lard is what an Oreo is.
Every flavor of cookies and cream is made to emulate crushed Oreos.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're going for.
That's what cookies and cream is.
In fact, that's like if you have like a cookies and cream ice cream at like, you know, major chains, they'll often just have Oreos in it.
And just crush up an Oreo.
Anyway, it's like same brand. My number two, I told you was brown.
Steven.
These are very gross. They're sometimes, root beer barrels. Root beer is okay. I don't drink root beer that often because it depends on, you know, the brand. They can make some really sharp, hard, I guess the root that they use it or how they brew it or whatever it is. It's not smooth. It can be very burny and not fun to have in your mouth. Kind of like a root beer barrel candy. I am someone that doesn't, you know, root beer is something maybe once every 2 or 3 years I'll have a root beer. But root beer candies, I couldn't imagine just sucking on that for hours at a time and thinking that that was a joyful experience.
Yeah, that comes from a time when you had to, you know, crank your car and put coals in your bed to stay warm. Rewind your wife every morning to make
you
sure
can,
that...
You can get a 31-pound box of these shipped to you for only $92.
Do you remember how I said I grew up in a town with an old-style soda fountain?
Yeah.
I was raised by my grandparents. That was candy when I was a kid. I'm fine with root beer barrels.
Yeah.
Root beer barrels. And
so now Matthew's going to be like in one of those weird situations. A box is going to arrive, and he's going to be like that one meme of the guy that doesn't know what button to push. But Matthew doesn't know whether to open up the box and discover it's circus peanuts or open up the box and discover that it's root beer barrels.
I'm going to treat it.
Or maybe it'll be a puppy and then he'll, you know, honey, what's that smell? So my number two, root beer barrels. Rodrigo, what do you have?
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, you don't know what it is until you open it. So if you're too scared to open it, could be something really nice and die and start to rot. Kind of like a root beer barrel.
Yeah, maybe. But as long as you don't know, it could be either.
Yeah. So
this is the thing, though. If it came from Steven, I'm not going to assume that it's something nice.
Oh, come on. You did not. All those times I've sent you really cool things. You don't think that those
time
are nice.
I opened them thinking, oh, my God, is this going to be 80 pounds? Of
no, man, you how ungrateful. How ungrateful. You are an ungrateful person. Rodrigo, what is your number two?
I'm an ungrateful child.
My wife has a dog named Pavlov.
Yeah.
And she also has a cat. So when I was getting to know her, I was like, oh, your dog's name is Pavlov. Is your cat's name Schrödinger? And she was like, no, it's Lily. I'm like, oh. So that was a non-joke. My
I
number
laughed.
Two. No, that was, that's cute. yeah, it's a cute story.
Yeah.
My number two is kind of a blanket category. It applies mainly to gum, which is how I most of the time have encountered it. But there's actually a lot of stuff secretly hiding, waiting to pounce on my taste buds, and that's cinnamon flavored candy.
Mm-hmm.
I like things with cinnamon. You know, in Mexico, we have a type of rice pudding, and my mom would make it, and she would put the cinnamon, like, twigs or whatever in it, and then she'd, like, sprinkle some cinnamon on top of it. It was very good. The cinnamon was fine. Cinnamon on other things is fine, but things that are just cinnamon-flavored are terrible. Like, they are actively seems like it's burning you, and it's not like a... You know, it's like if you eat chili peppers or something like that, there is a Like there's a flavor or like a profile to that burn that is somewhat pleasurable, at least once you get into so many Scovilles or whatever. But like the burning sensation from like cinnamon candy is like in your nose. At least that's how it feels to me.
Yeah.
And it's very unpleasant. Side note, I walked into one of my clients' houses and there was just the smell that I just did not like. And I was looking around to figure out what it was. And what it was is the caregiver that I that goes right before me had bought these, I guess, cinnamon scented pine cones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get those.
Oh, man. I just like I keep talking about migraines. I'm actually like kind of having some migraine troubles this past week. This happened yesterday. And after having a migraine, I like all of my senses are like kind of weird, like raw and very sensitive. And I just could not stand that. Fortunately, we have masks. We're supposed to be wearing masks right now. Hello, future people. It's 2021. One hopes.
Yeah.
So I had to wear a double mask so that I couldn't smell the cinnamon.
Mm, mm-hmm. The same website that ships out circus peanuts. Cinnamon hard candy, 31 pounds bulk, $92 for that. Now, here's the thing that, you know, certainly I would never do anything like this, Rodrigo, send you a most hated candy. But they have a thing where you can get on a subscription to this, where every month they will send you a 31-pound box of cinnamon hard candies. And if you don't want to do it every month, you can do it every 2 months or every 3 months or every 5 months or every 6 months. I don't have that for the circus peanut option. So I wonder who is gobbling down cinnamon hard candies.
I'm sure people like it, although like,
I mean, I enjoy that. I mean, I don't, you know, go out of my way for them, but I know exactly what you're talking about with the burning and whatnot. But I'll have a cinnamon hard candy every once in a while. And sometimes that's the little kind of supposed to be mint that they give you after your meal at some places.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's, maybe those are the people that are buying these things.
It really, like, it's like it used to be that, right? It's like something can be either mint or cinnamon, and those are two compatible flavors. And I used to think of it that way too. And then I'm like, no, why? Like, just if you want to give me a mint, give me a mint. Don't bother. And it's like, it sucks because there's also like after dinner kind of minty things that are cinnamon. So I'm like, ooh, a mint. Pop it in my mouth and I'm like, disgusting.
Yeah. Those like Sonic does this now. It used to be you get a nice solid peppermint. Now it's some kind of like soft, mushy, like spearmint thing. It's really gross.
Sure.
It's really gross. I can understand that. All right. Matthew, have we done your number two yet?
No.
What is your number two?
It is the worst candy shy of the candy corn in the entire universe. And again, I feel like it's a flavor profile issue with this.
Yep. Slow down and when you get to it, spell it nice and slow so I can look it up on the internet.
It's glycyrrhizin.
Oh,
which
is
a sweetening compound derived from star anise or licorice root.
Mm.
I cannot stand black licorice.
Which is interesting because like isn't that one of the main ingredients in those root beer barrels?
Mm.
I think it is.
Wow. It doesn't taste like licorice to me. Part of it, I think, is the fact that it has a really kind of sharp back of the nose like scent to it. Which is kind of like, you know, I almost had Red Hots, cinnamon Red Hots on my list. And I'm like, yeah, I can take those or leave them. But a licorice just burns my whole face. And I don't know. There's something about it that I don't care for. Now, if you give me a red vine or a red Twizzler.
Yeah, those are fine. No, it's the black.
Common, all day long.
Common flavorings in root beer, vanilla caramel, wintergreen, black cherry bark, licorice root. Sarsaparilla root, nutmeg, acacia, the anise, the molasses, cinnamon, sweet birch, and honey. So, yeah, there is licorice in root beer. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, there can be. It doesn't have to be. And I don't know. I feel like in a root beer, even if it has a licorice-y kind of, you know, star anise When I was a kid, we used to say anus.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, star anus. And of course, you get to a point where you realize that's not right.
Well, you actually realize it is a correct description.
Oh, shush. No, it's one of those things where, you know, you grow up knowing words and reading words, but never saying words.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have that going for you. But I don't know, man. It may be the fact that you're chewing rather than, you know, crunching on like a root beer barrel or drinking root beer. Not that I drink, you know, carbonated drinks anymore because I'm old. But you do get to a point where some things that you hate, if you mix them into other things, are perfectly fine.
My wife knows that I hate black licorice. Mm-hmm. And so one time she had the youngest come up to me and say, "Hey, Dad, here are some sour candies," right? I think they were Jelly Bellies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, great. Thank you, young little man." Popped them in my mouth, started chewing, only to realize that they were the black licorice.
Mm-hmm. And so you're saying that your whole family shares your evil
food? Everybody just had a good old laugh. Yes, black licorice is also my number one, but I'll subdivide that. You know, we could include that in the big old black licorice. But specifically, I can't understand why people like these. I know black licorice is something they give out on Halloween, but I also know that Good and Plenty is a candy that they give out on Halloween. And if you give Good and Plenty, which is just this pink and white and red coated black licorice, you're an evil person. I hate to tell you that. You should
get a visit from the authorities.
You really should be put on a list somewhere that prevents you from being around children.
But everyone loves a list, Stephen.
I know, right? But we have one more to go on. So black licorice is very nasty. Good and Plenty is even more so. Rodrigo, what do you have for your number one?
My number one is a candy that it took me a long time to realize I didn't like it, which is weird to say. But I think as a kid, you get candy. And yeah, it's like Good and Plenty. It's like, oh, I'm eating it. And it's like, this is nasty. But you know, you kind of still eat it, you know, it's like, it's Halloween, there's candy around. But a candy that, unlike, for example, root beer barrels is like ubiquitous, right? It's like, it's actually hard to find root beer barrels nowadays, but the Tootsie Roll is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not like Tootsie Rolls because I don't think they taste that good. And they're a lot of work. Like, you pop a Tootsie Roll in your mouth, and depending on whether it was made this year or during the Industrial Revolution, because it's impossible
to tell. It's got a shelf life.
Yep. It might be kind of soft or incredibly hard, and then you start chewing it, and it becomes soft, but not like soft, more like I'm going to pull your fillings out soft. So I don't know. It's just a kind of a generally unpleasant eating experience, and it might not be the absolute worst eating experience, but Tootsie Rolls are so common and I've eaten so many of them through my life. And it like took me a long time to be like, I don't like this candy, you know, with like black licorice is like, if you get a bag of, like jelly beans, right? It's like, you know, there's some random black mm-hmm. licorice ones in there. That just seems like an occupational hazard.
Yeah.
But people will like actively give you Tootsie Rolls, and it's like, do not do that to me. Stop it.
I'll keep that in mind. I do like the Tootsie Rolls. What about the Chupa Chups? Do you like those?
The lollipops?
Yeah.
I do like those. Okay. But the reason why I like them is because after softening them up a little, I just take a big bite of them. I'm like, argh, 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 argh. And then I kind of end up with this like half, you know, gum or half choco, whatever thing with like bits of like candy in it. And that's okay. I mean, it's not okay for my teeth, but it's okay.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, there you go.
I have a friend who got confused about the phrase chupacabra and which half of it meant which.
Right.
So she refers to those lollipops as goaty goats.
Nice.
All right. Oh. On that note, we've already done Matthew's number one, the candy corn. So we're going to leave you this week with this thought. The logo for the Chupa Chups was designed by Salvador Dali. Maybe perhaps his greatest masterpiece. You can find out all of these fantastic informations and more, including everyone else's most disliked Halloween candies, by joining our Discord server. There's a link in the show notes. Go into the Top 5 channel, because I let people know ahead of time what the topic was. And there's one person that is just like, 1 through 5, black licorice, the grossest thing in the world. But you can go over and read what everybody puts on their list. Maybe you'll find out some more information about Salvador Dali. You never know. Why? Because everyone loves a list. And apparently, Salvador Dali, too.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.